So this is part two of the seminar. We'll start with the prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Nananjana Shilakaya Chakshurum Nilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pangun Vandvayate Kiran Yatkripatanaham Vande Shri Gurundi Nakarinam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mati Radha Nata Swami Nityanami Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachaya Vedeshtarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Jinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the previous class, we stopped at a point where Yamanacharya passed away and all the disciples of Yamanacharya fell at the feet of Ramanujacharya, considering him to be the next Acharya. So that was a crucial point where we stopped in our previous class. So now we'll do a quick review as requested by many of them previously, because these names and these stories are difficult to remember. Many of you might be hearing it for the first time. So it's not important to remember the names and all so much, but we can just hear the stories and see what realizations we can get from these wonderful stories. So, Srimati Ramanujaya Namaha, we'll begin the review of the previous class. So, in the previous class, we saw the entire Sri Sampradaya Guru Parampara. We saw how it began with Sriman Narayana, and the knowledge was given to Lakshmi Devi. From Lakshmi Devi, it was transferred to Vishwaksena, and from Vishwaksena, it came to Nam Alwar. So, we discussed a little bit about the Alwars, and we saw the story of Nam Alwar, how he was a little boy when he was born. He didn't speak or drink milk, and slowly, as he was left at the lotus feet of the Lord, he crawled down to a tamarind tree, and time passed by, and he became 16 years of age. He was an underdeveloped child inside the tamarind tree. So while he was 16 years old, there was a great saint by the name Madhura Kavi Alwar, who was going to Ayodhya, and while he was in Ayodhya, he saw a strange white light following him. So following that light, he came back walking all the way down to South India. He came to Tirunelveli, to Alvar Tirunagiri, where this tamarind tree is there and the boy is sitting there. He goes and asks this boy a cryptic question, and the answer he got actually made him very satisfied. And after getting the correct answer from Nam Alwar, Nam Alwar teaches him a lot of things, from which he from that day onwards, he becomes a scribe for Nam Alwar. And he writes down 1,100 verses. Then over a period
Hare Krishna Mataji, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Can you be a little loud? I don't know whether it's my phone problem or everybody is facing this thing.
Oh, yeah. Haribo, is it better?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mataji, is better.
Sorry for that. Okay. So over a period of time, the teachings got lost. And in 980, there was a saint by the name Nathamuni. He was on a trip to Vrindavan. He crossed the Yamuna. He had darshan of Krishna and Vrindavan. And he took his blessings. And he had a grandson by the name Yamuna Muni. So after Nathamuni came back to his village, he heard some songs being sung in front of the deity, and those 10 verses of the songs that these people were singing ended with a word, just among the thousand. So Nathamuni had a desire to find the rest of the thousand, and he goes to different places, and finally he reaches this Alwar Tirunagiri, where this Nam Alwar is sitting. And Madhura Kavi, to tell him about the 1,000 verses, because he had heard only 10. So at that time, the descendants of Madhura Kavi said, you know, we have only these 10 out of the 1,000, but I have a set of 11 more verses, which my ancestor Madhura Kavi Alwar had sung in praise of Nam Alwar. So if you go and sing these verses 12,000 times in glorification of Nam Alwar will appear. So similarly, with Lord of Faith, Nathamuni went and he sang these praises in glorification of Nam Alwar. Namma Alvar was very, very happy, and he appeared in front of Nathamuni. And when Nathamuni asked him to give the 1,000 verses, he said, not 1,000, I will give you 4,000. So these are the 4,000 Divya Prabandhams, or the works of the Alvars that had been passed down. So once these works of the Alvars were passed down, Nathamuni taught these verses to his disciples with music and action. How to recite each verse musically, showing action. So this Nathamuni had two disciples. To one person, he taught Yoga Rahasya. We discussed this in detail. And to the other disciple, he taught the process of Bhakti. Actually, this disciple who learned the process of Bhakti, his name was Pundarikaksha. Pundarikaksha specifically told his guru, I don't want a path that will give only me liberation. Teach me a path by which the whole world can be delivered. So Nathamuni was very happy with Pundarikaksha, and he specifically gave him the process of Bhakti. Now this Pundarikaksha had a disciple by the name Rama Mishra. Now this Rama Mishra was given the task of going to the kingdom of Alavandar and bringing back the grandson.